2. No, it's not a brothel. Heather was working off and on as a mannequin and a film extra. Her last appearance was in a ballroom scene in Goodbye, Mr. Chips in 1939. But she did not envisage life as a professional model or actress, and, much though she loved glamour and parties, she was too intelligent and capable to find her current way of life permanently satisfying. Still a shade hesitant, she found herself being drawn ever deeper into Audrey's mad scheme. In all strata of society, Heather knew parents worried if their daughters remained single after the age of about 20. However, even in the aristocratic set, girls were starting to rebel against such expectations. They were refusing to be sent out to India in what was known as the fishing fleet, gaggles of scarcely educated girls who had failed to find a husband and so were dispatched by ship with the express purpose of finding one among the lonely men serving the British Empire in India. Such young women were beginning to demand as good an education as a boy and the right to leave home, take a job, and choose their own friends. After all, many of their mothers had worked either in paid jobs or in the voluntary services during the Great War, and had felt frustrated at having to return to domesticity in peacetime. However, Britain was still enduring a severe economic crisis with terrible unemployment, and any girl with visible means of support who could live with her family was therefore castigated as immoral and unpatriotic if she took a job that a man could do, because if he was out of work, his wife and family would starve. Audrey and Heather had observed this state of affairs from the Far East, and they both had girlfriends in England who were living at home, leading very dull lives, being dutiful and walking the dogs, doing good works, helping in the house, going to church, arranging the flowers, and meeting virtually no eligible men. "But you can see as well as I can, Heather," insisted Audrey. "Out in the Far East, there are 20 eligible men to one woman, and all of them want a wife. They always say, 'When I go home on leave, I'm going to be married.' When you say, 'Congratulations, who's the lucky girl?' they look a bit shuffly, poor lambs, and mutter, 'I don't know, but I hope to meet somebody.' They have only a few months' leave in England, which is hardly long enough to meet, woo, and wed, so they are often still sad.